you know what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say, good health to all from Rexall, the stores with the orange and blue sign.
Yes, 10,000 independent Rexall druggists at the stores with the orange and blue sign bring you the Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Tommy Moore, Corny Anderson, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy!
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I am Charles Correll. My partner, Freeman Gosden, and I were talking the other evening and wondering whether you listeners are acquainted with the Rexall family druggists in your town or neighborhood. If you haven't met your Rexall druggist yet, why not drop in and get acquainted? He'll be happy to meet you, and we're sure you'll be glad that you stopped in. And when you do, just tell him that Amos and Andy asked you to go in and say hello. We'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, there's been an epidemic of robberies in the Kingfish and Sapphire's apartment building. Every apartment but the Kingfish's has been burglarized. The police refer to the thief as the cat burglar. And right now, Sapphire, her mother, and the Kingfish are discussing the burglaries.
Oh, Mama, ain't it awful? Burglaries going on right here in the building.
And Sapphire, wouldn't it be awful if I got up in the middle of the night and come face to face with a cat burglar?
Yeah, we're probably fighting the boy out of 8 of his 9 lives, damn it. Either that or he'd have kittens on the landing, wouldn't he?
George, that ain't very funny.
Well, I'm only telling the truth. You two is really something with your hair up in curlers, the chin straps, the mud packs, gliding around here in them flannel nightgowns. I tell you, you two would make a witch give up Halloween. There's a couple of trick-or-treat faces if ever I see them.
George, this is serious. Me and Mama is really worried about these burglaries. It must be somebody in the building, George. The landlord done offered a $500 reward for his capture.
Well, I'm suspicious of that old Mr. Thorndike on the third floor. He always winks at me when I pass him in the hall. I wouldn't put nothing past that old roué.
Now listen, Mama, don't let that wink fool you. You was just mistaken St. Vitus dance for sex appeal, that's right.
Well, it could be the janitor. It could be anybody.
Well, what about them new people that moved in across the hall? The Haywards. Nobody's done talked to them since they moved in.
The Haywards? Oh, yeah. I've been meaning to get acquainted with that boy. I noticed they had a lot of nice stuff on the van when they moved in. I done checked them in. I think I'll go over and introduce myself this evening.
What you mean, George?
Well, the first week is the time to move in on the new neighbors, you see. They're a little shy by their strange surroundings and in a weakened condition from lugging all the furniture. And before they know what's happened, why, you get in there and borrow right and left. Yeah, I'll harpoon that boy like a sleeping whale.
Now, George, I want...
Oh, me. Who could that be?
I don't know.
George, be careful opening the door. Maybe it's the cat burglar.
Oh, I'm frightened. I'm going in the bedroom.
Mama, will you cut out that noise? If this is the landlord coming up for rent, he'll think we're keeping goats in here again.
Be careful, George.
What can I do for you, sir?
Well, how do you do? I'm Mr. Hayward. We just moved in down the hall.
Oh, yeah. I was coming over to see you. Tell me, Mr. Hayward, is there any little thing we can do for you?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, there is.
There is?
My wife and I are giving a dinner party tonight. I wonder if we could borrow a tablecloth, some candles, a large platter, some extra glasses, and whatever silverware you have.
Well, yes.
Our water hasn't been turned on yet. I wonder if we could come over here about midnight and wash our dishes.
Holy mackerel, Moby Dick has done harpooned me first here. Yes, Andy, I come down here to the lodge hall to get away from that moocher, Mr. Hayward.
Yeah, that's pretty tough, all right, having somebody move across the hall that's got the nerve to outmooch you.
Yeah, Andy, this fella is the sneakingest moocher you don't ever see it.
Yeah,
he's the type that come over and say that they're just about to sit down to dinner and discover they ain't got no sugar for the coffee.
Yeah.
And while you was getting the sugar, he makes the discovery that they ain't got no coffee. And from then on, he's like Columbus. He discovers they ain't got no bread, meat, or vegetables. By the time he's finished, you found out that as far as Eden was concerned, the only thing they had was the desire. That's all they got.
Well, Kingfish, you say he'd been borrowing from everybody in Department House.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me this. You think there could be any disconnection between all these robberies and this fella Hayward?
What you mean, Andy?
Well, maybe this borrowing is part of his racket.
Yeah.
He might be going to borrow stuff from everybody in the building and then abscond off with it in the middle of the night.
Yeah, you might have a point there, Andy. He's a pretty ugly-looking customer, too. Yeah, I'll have to watch out for that boy in the future.
You will, huh?
Yeah, Andy, from here on, the only thing Hayward's going to get from me is a sneer. And that's all I'm going to get. Well, I'm home, Sapphire, dear.
Oh, George, I'm glad you're back. I just baked a whole batch of biscuits. I wonder if you'd take a pan of them over to the Haywards.
To the Haywards? No, sir. I was suspicious of them people, and I don't want to have nothing to do with them.
George, you do what I say. Do you hear?
All right, all right. This is the last time that I'll ever good Samaritanate them people. I tell you that. Oh, me. I ought to throw these biscuits right in Hayward's face. But if I know Sapphire's biscuits, they can do more damage if he eats them. I wonder what his wife looks like. If she's anything like her husband, she got a face like a sick beaver. Well, I'll bet you that,
May I help you?
Mrs. Hayward in?
Why, I'm Mrs. Hayward. Oh, you must be Mr. Stevens from across the hall. Do come in.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Oh, Mr. Stevens, you brought these biscuits over for little old me. How perfectly darling of you.
Yeah, it was darling of me, wasn't it? I seen my wife making a batch, you see, and I just must bring some over to the sweet Haywards. That's what I said, yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Let me take the biscuit.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. I see you've got a little flower on your sleeve. Let me brush it off. There we are.
Could you use apple pie?
Oh, some other time. Thank you. I'll put these biscuits in the kitchen. My husband's eating breakfast. I'll be right back.
Hmm. It was nicer people than I think they was. They certainly got nice furniture and stuff. Too nice for a place like this. Let me see what's in this desk here. I might find a bill or two and get a line on that credit rating. Let's see in the drawer here. Uh-oh. Look at there. A loaded pistol. Yeah, Andy was right. The Haywards is the crooks. I gotta get out of here. What'll I do here? I could call the FBI. I could call the police and turn them in. I could get a hold of the landlord and collect a reward. I could. What is I saying here? I know the only thing I'm going to do is to go down and hide in the basement. That's what I...
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, one of the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names. We've done that because we recommend and sell Rexall drug products. One Rexall exclusive is the time-tested antacid Bismarex. This famous four-way formula for acid indigestion often neutralizes excess stomach acidity in less than 1 minute, gives relief that's fast and prolonged. And here's good news. This month, your Rexall druggist will give you 3 rolls of mint-flavored Bismarex tablets with your purchase of Bismarex powder. You get both powder and tablets for the price of the powder alone. This extraordinary offer is effective throughout November, so be sure to ask for Bismarex. That's Bisma-Rex, Bismarex, at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Say, Kingfish, is you sure this Mr. Hayward is the cat burglar?
No doubt about it, Andrew. And that sweet-talking wife of his is a gun molly. You ought to see the pistol that was in the drawer in the room there. That gun must have been a foot and a half long.
Well, some of them toy guns is pretty realistic. You sure that wasn't no water pistol?
Well, if it was, it was loaded with the hardest water I'd ever seen. Well, I tell you, Anna, that boy is the cat burglar, and I intend to collect that reward. I'm going to capture him.
Yeah, and you'd say you're going to set a trap for this fella here at the lodge hall, huh?
Yeah, Anna, now, the first thing I done was to tack this sign private on the cellar door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now, then I done stretched this tripwire across inside about 6 inches from the floor, you see. See how tight I got it there? Look. Yeah, see there? Oh, this is a great booby trap, boy.
Yeah. Well, I is just as booby as the next fella, but I don't get it.
Now, look, Andy, I done left word at Mr. Hayward's apartment that I wanted him to come down here and see me at the lodge hall. Mm-hmm. Now, when he shows up and asks for me, you say that I is in the private office. He opens the door, hits the wire, and does a 1.5 gainer down the cellar steps, you see? Then he turns his unconscious carcass over to the police, and we collects the $500 reward.
Yeah, but suppose the fall don't do the trick.
Well, Andy, I ain't counting completely on the cement floor. I done lined up 10 or 12 of them ash cans at the bottom of the steps there. And if they don't lull him to sleep, we got a boy here that even Ovaltine couldn't touch.
Well, listen, Kingsley, let me ask you something here. Wouldn't it be better if we just called the police and just had them pick him up?
No, listen, Andy, I done hear this morning that he is moving out of the apartment tomorrow. And I ain't taking no chances on losing out on this reward. I gonna get him.
Yeah, well, I hope it works, because if it don't, he's liable to pull out that foot-and-a-half gun and give us a lead transfusion, I'll tell you.
Now, look, I'm going down in the cellar now and see if everything is ready for him. Now, I'm going to stay down there as sort of a welcoming committee, and when that boy takes the high dive into the trash can. Mm. Now, you stay up here and let me know when he's on his way down there, yeah?
Yeah, well, watch the wire now. Go on down there, Kingfish.
Okay, Andy. All set down here.
Oh, me, I am scared. I hope this boy don't bring his gun. I got the Smith & Wesson shakes already.
Come in. Excuse me. I got a message that George Stevens was looking for me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's right through that door. The one marked private there. Right there.
Oh, fine. Would you go tell him I'm here?
Yeah, I'll go and tell him. Wait a minute here, mister. That ain't the way the Kingfish said it'd work.
What's that?
Well, I mean, I don't have to announce you. You just go right in there and drop in on the Kingfish.
Well... All right.
Yes, right through there.
Oh!
How did it work, Kingfish?
Andy, look here. He's out cold. His head is buried in one of them ash cans like an ostrich. Now, here's a hunk of rope. You run down in the cellar there and tie him up. I'll run for the police.
Now, wait a minute here, Kingfish. Why don't we both run for the police?
No good, Andy. We're liable to trample ourselves to death before we get out of the room here. Now I'll get out the front door and then I'll, the telephone. Andy won't hear it in the basement. Hello?
George, this is Sapphire. I just found out who Mr. Hayward is.
Yeah, I know, Sapphire. Now, would you please hang up? I was in a hurry here.
Oh, George, me and Mama was so surprised when Mr. Hayward turned out to be a police lieutenant.
Excuse me, Sapphire. You say something about a police lieutenant turning in Mr. Hayward?
No, George. Mr. Hayward turned out to be a police lieutenant.
Sapphire, will you please stop being silly here? Now, listen, why would a police lieutenant be robbing apartments now?
Listen, George, listen. The police planted Mr. Hayward in our building to track down the cat burglar. That's the reason he was going around borrowing everything so he could get a line on all the tenants in the building. He's moving out because he found out who the crook was, the janitor. Mr. Hayward's going to arrest him this afternoon.
George, what's the matter? Ain't you happy about the news?
Oh, yeah. I'm overjoyed. Yeah, I as happy and cussed was when the Indian started giving him that Mohawk haircut. Oh, me. There must be some way out of this short of suicide. If I only...
Hey, Kingfish, I got the fellow all tied up. Say, ain't you gone for the police yet?
Yeah, I going right now, Andy. Yeah, I just leaving.
How soon will he be back? I am scared.
Well, I don't know, Andy. The police pretty busy these days. All I know, I might not be back for 2-3 weeks, you know? Holy mackerel, where's my lawyer, Calhoun? He would be out of his office at a time like this. If I ever needed him,
Hello there, Kingfish.
Oh, Calhoun, I'm glad you're back. I've been waiting here in the office. Where you been?
Oh, I've been over to the bank making a deposit. A client of mine gave me a check for $500. I done him a big favor yesterday in court.
What did you do, Calhoun?
Withdrew from the case.
Oh, me and the thing. To think that this is what I got to turn to in my hour of need. Oh, man.
Yeah, I crummy all right, but I cheap.
Yeah.
Now, where's the trouble, King P?
Well, now listen, Calhoun. Me and Andy has got a police lieutenant tied up over at the lodge hall.
Mm-hmm. What will you boys think of next?
Yeah. We ain't playing no games. We think the police lieutenant was the apartment house bandit. So I done set a trap for him to collect the $500. Now, poor Andy is standing guard over there. And don't even know that he is a policeman.
You say Andy don't know that he's a policeman?
Oh, no.
Kingfish, I think this is a case of what he don't know ain't gonna hurt you.
What you mean, Calhoun?
Well, do the policeman know that you was the one that set the trap for him?
No, I was hiding in the basement at the time he fell down there, you see.
Well, now, wait a minute, yeah. Maybe you could convince Andy that he done this whole thing by himself.
Well, how in the world could I do that now? Just playing that to me.
Well, now, people does strange things when their mind goes blank, and Andy's mind is pretty close to that condition all the time.
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean. Make Andy believe that he done this all by himself while his brain was in a coma.
Yeah, I'll
hate to sacrifice a friend, but I'm going to have to do it, don't I?
Oh, well, sacrificing other people to save yourself ain't nothing new. Them old Russian novels is full of that kind of stuff.
The Russian novels is, huh?
Yeah, now, take the one about the Count and Countess of Probnikov.
Mm-hmm.
There they was riding across the snows of Russia in their sled with 12 of their loyal servants. And the wolves come out of the wood and started chasing them. Every time the wolves caught up to the sleigh, the Count throwed one of them servants out so it could slow down the wolves.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, he throwed all 12 of them servants out. Finally, there wasn't nothing left but him and the Countess. The wolf was right on top of them. The Count jumped up and in true Russian fashion, uttered them famous words. Al Munikov, Kosnovich, Volyinsky, Razdazovich, and Zyajibo.
Calhoun, what do that mean?
I told you we should have brung the children.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Harlow Wilcox announcing another national magazine ad that gives exceptional values at Rexall drugstores everywhere. You'll find the full-page Rexall ad in this week's Life, Look, Collier's, Saturday Evening Post, and the current Country Gentleman. Now here's just one example of the savings in this ad. You save $15 on the Luxuray electric blanket, more than one-third off. And that's just one of several guaranteed Rexall products reduced more than one-third. Plus dozens of other top-quality Rexall products at bottom prices. Find them all in this week's Life, Look, Collier's, Saturday Evening Post, and the current Country Gentleman. Read the Rexall ad and plan your savings for November at Rexall drugstores everywhere, the stores with the orange and blue sign.
Oh, me, I wish the Kingfish would get back. I had to put a gag in that Mr. Hayward's mouth to keep him from howling. When me and the Kingfish gets in trouble, I wonder why I can't ever be the one that runs for help. I wish that there was a... Oh, boy, Kingfish, you was back, huh?
Hi there, Brother Henry. What's new?
What's new?
I dropped over to see if you wanted to shoot a little game of pool today.
Say, Kingfish, what is you talking about? What is we going to do about the man?
What man is that, pray tell?
The man we got tied up in the cellar.
Excuse me, Andy, did you say something about having a man tied up somewhere? What is this, my strange talking friend?
Listen, Kingfish, don't you remember? You put a sign on the door marked private and had the fella trip over the wire and knock himself out.
Holy mackerel, Andy, if I didn't know that you never touches nothing stronger than cherry coke, I'd say you've been hitting them energene highballs again.
Kingfish, what is you talking about? You know we got a man tied up. He's the apartment house bandit, and you went for help about 15 minutes ago.
15 minutes ago, Andy? I don't know what you're talking about, boy. You know, for the past 2 weeks, I've been on a South American cruise. Boat just docked a half hour ago. I was bringing you a banana, but I got hungry and headed on the way up here.
Wait a minute. What is this, Kingfish? Is you out of your mind? We has been together all day. Don't you remember how after the fella done knocked itself out, falling down them steps, you left to get the police so that we could get the $500 reward?
Let me look at your eyes, then. Yeah, you got that faraway look in them there, boy. Just like you was here, but your eyeballs was over in Hoboken. And I got bad news for you. You done it again.
Done what?
Blacked out, boy. You know I was a little worried about you when I... Well, when you came down to see me off for the boat for South America 3 weeks ago. You was acting mighty peculiar.
What do you mean, peculiar?
Well, just as my boat pulled away from the dock, you come sprinting down the pier hollering, "Gangway for the new atomic submarine." Then before they could stop you, you dove off the dock hollering, "Which way is Russia?" Last I see, W, the tugboat was nudging you back into the slip there.
Well, yeah, I is a little confused. But all I know is there's a man tied up in the basement. Now, what is we going to do about it?
We? After all, boy, I was cruising down around the Carrie Bunyan. I was cruising while you was tying up that police lieutenant in the basement. Now, the thing for you to do is go down and confess. What's the matter, Anna?
Listen, Kingfish. You just said something there that brung my eyeballs back from Hoboken. How do you know that the man is a police lieutenant?
Well, it's simple, Sapphire Corps. I mean, she told...
Stand where you is, Kingfish. I'm going to minister you the permanent type of blackout, the kind that come with a pine box.
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. Don't start swinging, Andy. Don't forget we is all in this together now. Ain't no time to turn on each other here. It's the time to stick together. I was only testing your sense of humor, old pal. Oh, I was with you. I was with you, boy. Yeah.
Well, that's different. What is we going
to
do?
Well, I don't know, Andy. I think the best thing to do is to hop on a freighter and keep sailing till we sights a kangaroo off the poop deck. Yeah. Now, that's the thing. Well, you boys have done some stupid things in the past, but this is about the worst I done ever heard of.
Well, don't holler at me, Amos, will you? We is in enough trouble. Did you see the morning paper? It said, Police Lieutenant Abducted. Well, we as the ducks have done it.
You mean that you left that police lieutenant tied up all day, huh?
Well, we didn't know what to do. So an hour ago, the Kingfish made an anonymous call to the police station and told them where they could find him.
Well, I can imagine what kind of a humor that Lieutenant Hayward was in.
Well, you see, he don't know that the Kingfish is involved. He only seen me at the lodge hall. So I'm just going to have to hide out till the whole thing blows over.
Well, I sure hope that you don't get in no big trouble about this, Andy.
Well, all that done happened was that a police lieutenant was tied up for an afternoon. There wasn't no real harm done.
Well, let me get on in my apartment here. I done had a close call, but nothing done happened.
Mama, this is terrible.
Yes.
Just the worst thing that could have happened.
Oh, terrible. Just terrible.
Hey, wait a minute, you. What is you two cackling about, you? What's the matter around here?
Oh, George, me and Mama lost all our jewelry, $300 in cash, your gold watch, and everything.
Well, wait a minute, how did this happen? I thought the janitor was the cat burglar and Lieutenant Hayward was going to arrest him.
He never got a chance. Some confederates of the janitor lured him away from the building, and while he was gone, the janitor come up here and cleaned us out of everything we had.
Oh, no, don't tell me about that.